Four candidates for Lexington mayor fielded questions Monday night at a forum sponsored by Operation Turnout and the People's Campaign Community Network. Former Vice Mayor Linda Gordon told those in the Central Library's Farish Theater she's been an honest public servant and a collaborative leader who's brought people together to find consensus.
I have a proven record with those kinds of traits, and they're just part of me, so that's how I operate.
Former police chief and former public safety commissioner Ronnie Baston believes violent crime can be reduced by cutting the amount of opioids coming into Lexington.
We have to put significant enforcement dollars and efforts into enforcing the supply and to cut that down coming into the community. And we can do that. I've led efforts to do that before.
Many of the questions centered on social and economic justice issues. Former Mayor Teresa Isaac said visits to at-risk neighborhoods promote community confidence.
I think you gain the trust of the people. You hear the ideas of people who are maybe too intimidated to come to the government building.
Meanwhile, Councilmember Kevin Stinnett said one of the biggest housing needs involves seniors who want to downsize.
We need to find affordable housing for our middle-class seniors so they can leave the headache of painting and grass and a large home and move into a home that they can stay here in Lexington and afford at the same time.
Three others running for mayor, Ike Lawrence, Skip Horine, and William Wayman, were not invited to take part in the forum. Moderator Patrice Muhammad said the four selected had a previous record in government or were involved in local government in some way. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.